My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, dazzling, and bipartisan star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them live every Saturday evening, as well as Friday evening, at the Reagan Building in Washington, or online at capitalsteps.com. That's where you can see all their latest work and buy their stuff, which I'm sure Elena would appreciate, and I guess so would the president, since it would be contributing to the economy, right?
You know, it's been a rough week for Barack Obama. I bet he wishes he was that empty chair right now. I bet he'd like to send that out. You can send that out on the road to answer all the tough questions this week.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, quite a week for him, huh?
Yeah, it's been a rough week. And there's, of course, they're out fundraising like crazy, raising money. I guess, you know, maybe that'll help the economy a little bit. I have no idea.
I guess so. You know, last Friday, of course, he didn't exactly get the jobs report he wanted right after his convention speech. That was kind of gloomy. Now you have the Fed with its quantitative easing 3, Elena. If you liked 1 and 2, you'll love 3.
I got nothing that rhymes with quantitative easing either. So I haven't been able to write a song about it.
And if it doesn't rhyme, the Capitol Steps are not in favor of it. That's why Dennis Kucinich never got the Democratic nomination.
That's exactly right.
So.
And the trade deficit numbers were not good last week either. We forget about the trade deficit, but that's kind of like apparently Europe is not buying anything anymore.
Right.
And I don't know how China's doing, but I thought maybe we'd take a look back at that this week with our song about a little trade with China.
Absolutely, absolutely. So here's the Capitol Steps. Look at the trade imbalance with China. Here we go with Buy American Pie.
A long, long time ago, we used to get our food homegrown, and toothpaste used to make you smile. It used to be you'd shop with ease, never eating antifreeze. You planned to keep on living quite a while. But now our goods are all delivered from somewhere on the Yangtze River. No one knows the source there, so you might find some horsehair. But if corporations make a buck, they don't give a flying Peking duck. And with this system we get stuck today, it makes you sigh. Now when you buy an American pie, your grandma didn't bake it, it was made in Shanghai, where they engineered the apples to be juicy, not dry. But the crust is made of cardboard and lye. Don't feed it to your dog, he might die. Now did you eat a tasty cake, and did it make your stomach ache? I could have said I told you so. And the reason you are looking wan is some guy took bribes in Szechuan, so you just bit into little Debbie's toe. And now the toys you bought from Fisher-Price have toxins deemed unsafe for mice, and Elmo tends to wheeze 'cause he's laced with PCBs. But all my problems seem so far when I see my cheap new DVR. I'll even brush my teeth with tar, and you will see that I'll buy from some young guy. I drive a Chevy and it's heavy, but the price is too high. Soon $20 will buy a car from Shanghai. And honey, that'll be the day we all die.
Oh, Elena. Mitt Romney's going to get tough on the Chinese, though. You heard that, right?
You know, it's funny. It's been a week of serious headlines, but all we have to do is sit around and wait for a politician to say something outrageous, and we're off. So we just waiting for the next Romney quote or Barack Obama quote, and new song next week.
You never have to wait long if that's your policy, do you?
That's right.
Well, Elena, enjoy. Have a great couple of shows this weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, talk to you next week.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them and buy their stuff at capitalsteps.com. I'm Greg Karimas of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.